Well, the Democratic win in the House of Representatives likely means a bigger role for the man we're going to meet next. Congressman John Murtha's very public opposition to the war in Iraq helped to frame this election, and now he may be in a position to steer Democratic policy. Congressman, good morning.
Morning.
Democrats have promised voters a new direction on this war. Speaking briefly now, what is the Democratic plan for Iraq?
Well, I think it's truth, accountability, and direction. What I saw all over the country was people were fed up with a rosy picture that the president and vice president kept profounding about over and over again. And they wanted to see some actual something happening. Winning is not a strategy. Victory is not a strategy. They want a winning. They want something that's achievable, the troops and the family. And this is I hear the troops and the families as well. I hear from mothers and wives because they realize that after 3.5 years, 130,000 troops on the ground, we're not making any progress. So they want to hear truth. And here's what the Democrats are going to do. First of all, accountability. We're going to say, okay, here's what needs to be done. You quit telling us how well it's going. Show us exactly the progress it has made. Then second, we're going to say, here's a plan that we have, and the Speaker Pelosi has signed on to the plan I have. Stability in the Middle East, stability in Iraq comes from redeployment of our troops, and that's going to be what we'll work for. Now, how do we do that? We'll deal from a base of power in the Congress because before we were a minority. He didn't have to pay any attention to us. The Congress, the Republican Congress, rubber-stamped everything that happened. So you're going to see a change in direction, and the public has spoken.
Congressman, are you willing to, for example, cut off funding for the war if you do not hear what you want to hear from the White House?
Well, obviously we're not going to do that. That would be, even in the Vietnam War, we didn't do that while our troops were in the field. We have to protect the troops in the field. But they have cut off funding. They're trying to blame the military today. The majority leader, Republican majority leader, said the other day that the military made all kinds of mistakes. So they're trying to shift the blame to the military. This is a policy difference between me and the White House. It's a policy difference between the Democrats and Republicans, and we have to change direction. The way we change direction is hold people accountable and start to redeploy our troops. And that way, we'll take them out of being targets. They're caught in a civil war. That's the problem that we've had, and the things have gotten worse. When I spoke out a year ago, we had 400 attacks a week. Now we have 800 attacks a week, and that's with 130,000 troops on the ground. And the other thing people are concerned about, none of these other problems can be solved, whether it's Medicare or educational payments, No Child Left Behind, preventive medicine. None of those can be solved till we stop spending $8 billion a month or $11 million an hour.
Congressman, if I may, you said that this is a policy difference, quote, between me and the White House. And I want to ask about that. Are you sure that your position on Iraq is the same as other Democrats and that you can all speak with one voice?
Let me tell you something. All the Democrats agree we have to change direction. Over 100 have signed on to my plan. And so my plan is very simple, and there's variations of the plan, but my plan is simple. It's redeploy as soon as practicable and start a intensive diplomatic effort with all the countries in the surrounding area to solve this problem. It has to be done bipartisan. It has to be done with the president, and we're going to do everything we can. Listen, this is not a dictatorship. The president can say all he wants to. The president has no power. The president is a perception of power, and he's lost that power in this election. In a sense, this was about Bush and his Iraq policy. And when he lost the majority in the House by a resounding loss, he has to listen to the people.
Although you point out it's not a dictatorship, but there's the flip side there, too. Can you fight the war by committee, by overruling the commander-in-chief?
Well, it's not a matter of overruling, as I say over and over again. You're looking for a confrontation. We're trying to figure out, well, what did they do when I spoke out? They tried to demonize me. They tried to demonize anybody that had a policy difference with the White House. That's not the way to solve problems. You listen to the other side. If he listened to his dad in the first place, Bush won, we wouldn't have had this problem because they realized you shouldn't go into Iraq because you didn't want to occupy it because they have factions there that we've never known about, didn't understand, and couldn't work out. Democracy is a theoretical, hypothetical thing. And it's a goal, but there's no strategy. The reason the Army Times spoke out against the Secretary of Defense,
early
and he's
this
not
week,
responsible
yeah.
for policy, is because they're unhappy with the direction the country's going.
We're talking with John Murtha. He is a senior Democrat in the House of Representatives. And, Congressman, you've expressed interest, as many people know, in being your party's majority leader, running for that position, and it would be a contested fight. Are you going to go ahead with that?
I am. I'm working, and I've been working for the last few days. I didn't want to be divisive during the election, so I announced so that hold people in place, and I'm working diligently now trying to convince people that I'd make a good balance.
Any risk that you might be divisive for Democrats now?
Well, let me tell you something. We have a lot of a big tent and a big window, and we'll work this thing out. That's what Steny Hoyer says. He says it's divisive when you this is an open seat. It's contested. We've had all kinds of contests in the past. Jim Wright, Phil Burton, Dick Bowling, I mean, you know, Bill Gray and Leon Panetta, all kinds of races. Steny Hoyer's campaign against Nancy Pelosi, not only openly, but under the table for the last 2 or 3 years. So there's no such thing as being divisive. This is an open seat.
You're referring to Steny Hoyer, who, of course, is the number two Democrat and would be your opponent for that majority leadership.
Well, they list him as a number three Democrat and number four Democrat. They list Nancy Pelosi, Dave Obey, myself, and then Hoyer's listed after me in the power plays.
Okay. Now, realistically, how much change do you think that Democrats can accomplish? You will have the House. You'll have a very closely divided Senate. We don't know exactly who's in charge, but you still will be with a Republican White House.
It's not us. It's not me. It's the people have spoken. I remember in 74, I won by 122 votes in a special election. 7 months later, I won by 24,000. The people spoke. President Nixon was impotent. He couldn't come out of the White House. I don't say President Bush is impotent, but I'll say this. He's lost credibility, and he's lost his direction, and the public has spoken. We need a change of direction, and that's what we're going to get.
Looked like the public had spoken against your party in 2004, but it didn't stop you from opposing the other side.
I don't get what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying that the Democrats, after losing an election, didn't lie down and follow the other side's advice. Do you expect Republicans to do that?
Well, you're missing the point. We were talking rhetorically. The public has spoken now. You know, the president kept saying in one election, he keeps saying the same thing about Iraq. He says, the people in Iraq have spoken. They don't have a judicial system. They don't have administrative system. One of the commanders told me they need 10,000 bureaucrats. Listen, we're caught in a civil war. What's best for Iraq is for us to redeploy and let the Iraqis handle this themselves.
Okay.
And the public has understood that.
Congressman,
when the public speaks
there.
In this country, that's what's going to happen.
All right. Congressman John Murtha, Democrat from Pennsylvania. Been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks
nice
very much.
To you.
He has served in Congress since 1974, last night won another 2-year term, and he intends to run for majority leader of the House of Representatives in the coming term.